Sometimes when the mind is having a reaction, either something rising from the unconscious, some sort of trauma that's been stored there is rising from the unconscious, from the manas causing the mind to be reactive or experiencing some pain, or you've had an altercation of sorts with another person, or somehow someone has hurt you, all of these things, some very simple things and more serious, in a sense, things can cause the mind to become agitated in many different ways, but basically agitated. If the buddhi engages in that agitation, creating in such a way that it creates more agitation, if the buddhi identifies with the agitation and then starts stirring the pot, so to speak, speaking and reacting from the agitation itself, of course the agitation gets deeper. Now the buddhi is agitated and the manas, the mind, is agitated. You have two layers of agitation. As opposed to when the agitation is there in the mind, or the hurt, or whatever discomfort is taking place in the mind, if the buddhi can remain in calm, simply welcome and receive that agitation with more of an attitude, it's okay, you can be with me, then that agitation dissipates in a relatively short amount of time. Because the agitation is being welcomed into a buddhi that has shanti. The agitation is not being pushed away, which creates more agitation. It's not being condemned, more agitation. It's being allowed to be welcomed, and then the buddhi, if it has anything helpful to say, or if that agitated part wants to say something to the buddhi, to you, you can have a dialogue. But a dialogue that is coming from your knowledge. Not that you're going to teach the agitated buddhi, the agitated mind, Vedanta. You can do that if it's ready for it. But it's more the values, holding that agitation from the standpoint of your values, from the standpoint of yourself, the buddhi holding the agitation from the seat, the sanctuary, the refuge of your own being. So that's a wonderful, relatively easy skill to learn once you start practicing it, because it has very positive results that free me from the hurt or agitated mind. Free me in the sense allowing me to be with it myself, being free. I can be with it, I can welcome it, I can be willing to experience it. Whatever the hurt or the pain or the grief or the anger, that willingness to receive it, to be with it, to experience it, rather than pushing it away or distracting yourself by blaming other people, which just stirs the pot even more. To take up dealing directly with the hurt or the discomfort, so that the anger, the agitation subsides because of being held, being cared for, being loved, not being rejected. then you have the freedom to deal more objectively with whatever and think more objectively about whatever has happened. So if there's anything that you're working on right now, if there's been any kind of, in the this current period, any type of altercation that is hurting you or that you're carrying around with you, let's try to do this. One way is to just, if it's present, it's right there for you to work with now. Or else you can just go around mentally, welcoming one by one all of the people in your inner circle and maybe the layer around that inner circle, and see when you meet someone where there's a resistance, then see if you can welcome both the image of the person and the resistance and let your buddhi relax more and more deeply in the welcoming of that experience. You learn to not be afraid, to not fear the negative spectrum of emotions. It's kind of a practice that lets you become comfortable with the negative spectrum as well as the positive spectrum of your feelings. You lose your fear of these feelings. You welcome them. Be with them. If there's anything you can do to help the situation from the standpoint of your knowledge, from the standpoint of your values, you can offer that. It's almost like either just a welcoming or a welcoming with dialogue. The buddhi being present and having something to say, or that feeling having something to explain to you. Let's just do that inner work for a while, letting, first you're invoking that inner friend and letting your body and mind be comfortable, relaxed, tuning into your own presence, your own being, being yourself. That hurt or agitation can be something that you've worked on for years coming up from the past, or it can be something current that has just taken place. You can offer this hurt or welcome this hurt. It is an offering to Bhagavan, an offering to the Paramatma, to your own being, which is Ishwara. And with a prayer to let it resolve. Just like if you had thrown a rock into a still lake, the ripple will resolve and become non-existent, actually, or go away. As you're doing this, you can also focus on kind of the heart center. You can feel some constriction or perhaps openness, some energy in that area. And you can open it up. Just let your own presence bless that center and pervade it. As you're doing this work, allow your own presence, your own being, the Paramatma, Paramananda, the wholeness of your own being to pervade the centers that enjoy any constriction or hurt is stored in the body. Being yourself, letting your own being pervade the body, pervade the stress. Blessing it, massaging it into relaxation. Holding it, welcoming. Being aware of yourself, being yourself now, being aware of yourself, being aware of the hurt or the constriction in the heart, being aware of the one who has hurt you or where the altercation